Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Michael Vaining. How are you, Michael?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on today, Robert.
And Michael is the president and CEO of Calix. Now, Calix, it's interesting because it is one of the most progressive, successful companies in all of America. However, many people have not heard about it. So, which is true. And frankly, before we did all this research, I had not. And then I was wowed by what you're doing. Just talk about what Calix Cloud is.
Hey, it's funny you say that, Robert. In fact, we had a new board member who came on from a big cloud company called Indeed. And actually, that was, as we were interviewing him to join the board, that was his feedback. He goes, how is it that I don't know about your company? You're right in the middle of Silicon Valley. You've been around for 23 years. How do I not know you, the most innovating, most interesting cloud company I've never heard of? So who are we as a company? We've been around for 23 years. Our founder is a gentleman named Carl Russo. This is his third multi-billion dollar company. And over those 23 years, we built our company in the United States, in America, in rural America, with a wide range of customers. And the transformation that we've gone through over the last 12 years is moving from what we initially started at, which is a network hardware company. And over the last 12 years, we've transformed ourselves into a broadband software and cloud company. And what that means is that we help broadband customers of all sizes, and that includes Verizon, who sole sourced their next generation fiber network to us, to small companies in Cedar Falls, Iowa, who have like 10,000 subscribers. We help them transform their business in kind of three ways. The first one is that we help them simplify it, and that's the power of the cloud. If you look at what the sales forces of the world have brought on over the last 20 years, is that by putting cloud and software in place, they make it so a small company can be as effective as a big company. And so we simplify their business through that transformation and help them get to market real fast. The second thing that we do is we then on our platform, we actually bring services to bear that allow them to provide exciting new experiences beyond just speed from a broadband point of view. So protecting their children from social media harm with products like Bark, securing their home with Arlo cameras, all those different things, and helping small businesses and communities transform, you know, the baker, how to become more effective in that local town with different services and capabilities. And the simplify and excite come together with the last component, which is grow. And grow means two different things. For our customers who are private equity owned, family and businesses, you know, for profit, growth is logical about profits and revenue. But 42% of our customers are actually not-for-profit cooperatives. It's very little known across the United States. These cooperatives are member-owned, and what they're really focused on is how do they make the lives of their members better, and then how do they invest in the community and transform it. And that, in a nutshell, is what we do, is we help them transform their businesses and their communities.
So when you look at the model, I'm thinking of Verizon. You know, I recently interviewed them. Hans Vestberg, the CEO, and definitely in your sweet spot of transformation and growth. Talk about an example of the challenge a company would face when you came in, what you did, and what the result was.
So the transformation for us as a company was my previous history as I was at Salesforce in North America, but I also had a role in Asia, and then I was in Europe with Microsoft. So I've been all around the world. And when I joined Calix, we were kind of halfway through this transformation of our culture and our organization. And that transformation was around how do you take, which is a company who builds a box, and change it into basically the coach for transformation for all of our customers. They look to us and say, hey, I'm going to change my broadband company from just a speed to a close relationship with my customers, adding services.
So wait, if I understand, what you're saying is that you are helping companies transform and grow themselves. So you realize to help them more, you had to transform yourself.
Exactly. That's exactly what we had to do. Now, that wasn't me. That was the founder, Carl. And what he did was halfway through our transformation, he realized he needed different people in the company who have cloud experience, international experience, and software experience. And with my Microsoft and Salesforce background, when I joined him, as he says, he looks at the world, you know, vertically. I look at the world horizontally. And when you put the two together, we make a whole person. So, you know, we basically, you know, and that was a great partnership, right? And for many companies who have founder-led organizations and boards, right, whether it's a founder or a board, working really closely with your stakeholder, in that case, my stakeholder being the founder of the company, to actually identify how do we get ourselves through this knothole was really important. And what we ended up doing for our company was we are a chapter out of the book, The Innovator's Dilemma. And if you've read that, it's all around disruptions of markets. And what Calyx has done by building out this platform is we're making it we built it for every customer, regardless of size. And if anyone understands disruptions always happen with small companies up. Because you can never take what a big company does, like, you know, Bank of America or, you know, a Home Depot or something like that. You can't take what they've done and scale it down. It never works. So what we did was that same technology and the way I approach the market works in Verizon and it works in these small customers. We put that in place and then we spend all of our time coaching them on how to succeed. And for us, that transformation of what we had to go through, I will quote Carl, is that at the very beginning of our transformation, this innovator's dilemma journey we've been on to change the company. Well, first of all, we're a public company, so it's like changing the engines on a plane while you're flying it. That's the first thing. It's really hard. And then the second thing is at the very beginning, he told a story where he stood up in front of the entire company and he said, we're going to change the company. He had a vision, right? And someone asked him, well, if you pursue that vision, what is the implications to the team members? And he said, I wager 20% of the team is probably going to have to shift out, 80% will stay. And in retrospect, he actually had that backwards. It was an 80% change in our people. Because we had to bring in a different mindset, radically different views to change the company. And that's what we did. If you look at our leadership team from when I joined, I am the oldest member of the leadership team. Everybody else, except for one person,
follows. Here's the question. What is the lesson that CEOs could learn when you have to change 80% of your company? That is hard. And like you said, it's like, you know, driving a car 75 miles an hour and changing a tire. What lesson did you learn and what advice do you have to other CEOs about doing that?
I see this all the time. Well, this person isn't the right fit for it, but I'm going to try coach them and I'm going to work with them and I give them 15 chances. And then in the end, when they shift that person out 2 years too late, they always have the same reaction. I wish I would have done it 2 years ago. And so I think you just have to accept that nothing worthwhile is easy. So you just got to do it.
So how do you do this? So you're one of, there's only 23 listed public companies out of 9,000, you know, greater than 10 million that have no debt and a track record of 25% growth a year. You are one of those rare companies. How do you do that? And you only have 2 minutes left before the commercial break.
It's because of the fact that what we did was we recognized that our old business model didn't work. We implemented the new business model, which almost, you know, it was very tough. In 2017, the company almost ran out of cash, but we stuck to it, got through that knothole, and then in the end, we were able to then become a profitable company. And so you have to have that vision and then implement, you got to have that vision, create a strategy, and then execute it against it aggressively.
Before we go to break, if anyone wants to learn about Calyx, what is the website?
www.calyx.com, and Calyx is spelled C-A-L-I-X.
Okay, and final question. You have 30 seconds left. One piece of advice on leading a company through change. Just one sentence for people to know.
The most important thing is communication all the time. You have to be in front of your people, in front of your customers, on the road, doing town halls, meeting the customer executives and explaining what you're doing, why you're doing it, and as you go through that transformation and you hit those milestones, explaining what went well and what didn't go well, be very transparent, admit when you make mistakes, but that communication thing, that honest communication, being vulnerable and saying, hey, we screwed this up, stick with us, we're going to go down the path, work with us to make it better, it gets buy-in, and if you're not going to do that, then it won't work. It's all about communication.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to ask Michael about what truly is a secret sauce, which is the unique type of culture that they have at Calyx. So back in a few. Stay tuned.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Michael Vaining, and he is the president and CEO of Calix. And Calix is one of the best unique companies, a leader in cloud, helps companies grow, helps them transform, actually. So let's talk culture. The first question I have is, everyone in culture is having a problem with this concept of do you work at home? Is it hybrid? What's your sense? And CEOs are telling me that all the time. Well, we're trying to get everyone back to work. What's your take? Is that the right way to go?
Well, so if I'm a small company and I live in rural America, and many of our customers are, and I have an office and it takes me 4 minutes to drive into the office, sure, come into the office, right? But what happy employees are looking for is flexibility. And so our company has been all virtual since 2016. And we did this as a strategic, as a strategy to actually attract employees. Because, you know, our employees, again, we're a cloud company. They can go to Google, they can go to Facebook, or they come to, as you said at the beginning of the show, Calix who, right? So we actually have to sit down with them and understand what their goals are. And we believe that flexibility is really important. So for us, what we say is, look, culture to us is actually really great people who care about the company, who care about their team members, who are willing to go above and beyond and work together. And we don't care where you live. So, and I'll give you a great example. We had an employee who is in the security organization, and she was joining, and she said, my company's forcing me back into the office. Is your work from home strategy real? And we said, 100%. Where do you want to live? And she goes, well, what if I want to go move to rural Tennessee? And we said, as long as you have good connectivity, and by the way, we kind of own Tennessee when it comes to broadband customers. There, we are their predominant partner. We said, we have all these customers down there. You can go get great broadband. They'll give you incredible success and support. And then as long as you can connect, you can be part of the team. And she goes, you're not going to force me back? And we're like, no, because it's actually about who you are, not where you are. And so for us, this is a key strategy, not forcing it. And by the way, the interesting thing was part of the pandemic, the one group that held out was our R&D organization. They were, hey, we want to be in the office a bit more. And the reason why is because we whiteboard. And we ideate that way. And so, and I would always joke, I'm here in our San Jose office, we have this big fancy office that's empty all the time, right? And I said, you know, well, that's funny because I go in the office and you know what I see? I see all of you in a Zoom room because the rest of our development offices are, we have one north of San Francisco, we have one in Minnesota, and we have one down in Texas. And so what you're all doing is you're saying, I have to be in the room so I can whiteboard together, but you're all in a meeting room on a Zoom doing the same thing. So I call bull. And then the pandemic hits, and all the developers are forced to go out, right? Because they were kind of the last holdouts. So they go out, and by the way, now we couldn't bring them back with whips and bulldozers and chains to drag them back in the office. They're never coming back because it gives them the flexibility. And look, let's face it. You're a developer, for example. When developers like to work? Well, they certainly don't like to work in the morning as a stereotype. They work till like 2 in the morning and then they, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, having that kind of flexible culture is really important. And honestly, I think everybody's talking about the right thing. Work from home or work from the office is actually a crisis of leadership, not people, because most managers don't take the time to set clear goals, regularly connect with their employees, understand the things that are going on with them emotionally that impact their job. Hey, my kid's having problems, like whatever it is, I didn't sleep well, all that kind of stuff. And then coaching them every single day to success. And if you do that and you actually are aligned to your employees and give them clear goals, they'll do a great job. And this, I think, is the biggest issue, because most managers want to see someone in the office because they want to look at it. Listen, I lived in Tokyo. I ran a big Tokyo organization, and Tokyo is famous. Japan is famous for being in the office. You know what that culture is? Everyone sits in the office till 8 o'clock at night, and when I walked by, I saw Yahoo and MSN and web pages and Facebook and all that kind of stuff, because they were expected to clock the time. Success is not how long you work. Success is actually, do you achieve your goals? And if you're really smart and you can achieve your goals in half the time and then take the rest of the time off, God bless, have a great life. I'm happy because you hit your goals. And if managers actually had clear goals, this wouldn't be an issue.
You know what? Everyone listening in, about 600,000 listeners, you just heard the future and what you should be doing. Now, what's most fascinating is, you know, it's who you are, not where you're working. Is it, Michael, you had, in 2016, you did this years before the pandemic. I do wonder if you knew about the pandemic before.
No, I did not.
But you also did something where you had interns, and I understand you had 63 interns, and they were all remote. No one had ever done that. What gave you this idea, and how do you think this will play out years from now?
So the internship program was my program, and it's because of the fact that I felt like, again, we're so inspired by our customers and what they're doing in rural America, and one of the things that they're all about is community and giving back and all those kind of things. And for me, giving back to students is something that we as a company could do really easily and should do, because it's just right. And so when we talked about doing the intern program, and the first one only had eight members, I actually said it's got to be remote. And they were like, no, internship programs never work remote. I said, you know what? Nonsense. If we can work remote, we can have interns remote. And by the way, the benefit for the interns is that this is the future of work. The future of work is not necessarily being in an office. So if an intern learns how to be a great intern in a virtual environment, which means that the intern can't just sit there and have someone give them work and then, you know, wait for the next thing. They actually have to aggressively ask for feedback, search out goals, talk to the manager, you know, connect with other people. You know, this is actually building a great employee, because that means the employee is being taught that success isn't something that's handed to you on a plate like you're a line worker on a, you know, on a manufacturing line. Success is something you have to grab. And so we did it, and we started out with eight. What I'm really proud of is two of the interns from those eight actually became full-time employees. And now this summer, our latest intern program has 63, interns. It's all virtual. And I just actually on Friday, I did an all hands with them, and it was about own your own career.
Obviously, you are a purpose-driven company completely, and people hear about purpose-driven a lot.
Yes.
What do you think is the next phase after purpose?
We're very fortunate because of the fact we are that also. But our customers being, you know, not-for-profits in the communities, family-owned, all that stuff, they're very much about their community. And therefore, our purpose is to make them successful, which then helps children and families and parents be successful. And for us, it's all about just, you know, that keeping that purpose-driven thing. And I think when you have it like we do, keeping it is the next step. You got to make sure you're true to your purpose all the time, because it's very easy to slip off that either through hubris or all those things. You just got to keep grounded. And again, back to my comment to that employee, we expect our customers to hold us accountable. We expect our employees to hold us accountable. And our number one, you know, motto in the company is better, better, never best. So that better, better, never best captures it. You got to constantly be improving all the time.
And there you have it. Michael, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. It was a great honor. I really appreciate it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dan Dye. How are you, Dan?
I'm well, Robert. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on the show with you.
A pleasure to be with you. And Dan is the CEO of Ardent Mills. And this organization is really at the heart of Feeding North America. Talk about what the organization is and when you came on board as in 2014.
Well, Robert, we're a company, as you said, we started in 2014. We're actually a joint venture owned by Cargill, Conagra Brands, and CHS, and really brought together as a flour milling company, really with the idea of changing the way people think about grain-based foods and really finding ways to help to feed North America in unique and different ways. We have about 45 facilities across the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. 35 of those are flour mills, wheat-based flour primarily. And then we have 10 specialty facilities, including an innovation bakery, a grain mix plant. We've expanded into specialty grains in chickpeas and quinoa. And we actually just recently purchased our first gluten-free mill. So we're expanding into different kinds of products. But at our core, we mill flour. We produce flour across North America, and we really view that as a privilege and an honor because it's such a staple, such an important part of people's diets.
Just a quick question about gluten-free, because it seems to be exploding in terms of everywhere you go. I'm on the opposite side. When I go out and with my wife, she doesn't order gluten. I order extra gluten. We joke about it. But where is that how fast is it continuing to grow?
Yeah, no, and thank you for your support of our business. We appreciate that. And, you know, we have seen the gluten-free movement for a number of years, and I would say it's continuing to grow a little bit. It's kind of plateaued, but I think people are looking for different alternatives, different ways to enjoy products. And yet, at the same time, we saw, again, certainly in the pandemic, many people, you know, really return to gluten, to traditional bread and baked products. But the gluten-free movement is very much a part of people's diets today for a lot of different reasons. And we want to make sure we're serving that need. And as I said, we now have a gluten-free mill. We're expanding into quinoa, chickpeas, specialty alternative grains that can meet some of that market demand as well. But we do believe that the demand for products with gluten are really good, healthy, nutritious products and really have a place in people's diets that's really important. So we do see that continuing to grow, continuing to be a part of consumer choice. And flour demand as a total has stayed pretty flat over the last number of years. And I think part of that is the gluten-free movement. We haven't really seen a decline, but we haven't seen much growth either.
Let's talk about a CEO's responsibility. And I know you talk about being at the intersection of nourishment and health, in a sense, tying those foods together. What do you see as a CEO's role? You could call it in the global ecosystem, or you're more focused on societal in North America.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, our mission is to enhance the quality of life and standard of health. And we see that connection between food and health being stronger than it's ever been. I think, again, the pandemic really put a spotlight on that as people really thought about their diets and really, again, looked to different grain-based products, flour-based products were at the top of the list. And people looked at that from a nourishment standpoint, but also from a comfort standpoint, from a calm standpoint. But as we see this reality of bringing together health and nutrition, we do view that as a very important responsibility that we have, to provide great products for people that can help meet their health needs as well as their taste and functional food needs. And I think we kind of have a unique position in the marketplace where our products are, they're safe, they're affordable, they're healthy and nutritious, they're very versatile, and most important in the food industry, they taste great. People love these products. So finding the health benefit and making sure people understand that and can incorporate that into their diets and bringing different choices, again, a real important role for us. So that mission for us is a key part of that responsibility. And for me, again, we want to make sure that people get the products that they need, that they enjoy, and that are part of their health journey as they look at, again, nourishment, health, all of those things more importantly now than ever before.
Talk about what your core four values are, how they emerge, but more importantly, how you make sure they're alive every day.
Yeah, we talk about really aspiring to be a people first, values based company. And that's the culture we have tried to build into our mills. As we talked about, we started the company in 2014. And one of the things that was so important to me and our leadership at the time of the beginning of Ardent Mills was to make sure we had clarity around our values. And so we started the company, even before we began operations as a new organization, we wanted our own values that were unique to Ardent Mills. And we set those values of trust, serving, simplicity, and safety as the cornerstones for the company. And I think what we've tried to do since then is just reinforce them over and over again. So for me, my view is I can't communicate enough about our values. So in every meeting I have, in every interaction I have, whether it's internal or external with customers in community events or other things, I always talk about our values and how they are so important. And what we've seen is our people start to really take ownership, because it can't be just me, the CEO, talking about our values. We need to have that permeate deep into the organization. Some of the ways we've done that is we have recognition programs built around our values. We do leadership development and leadership programs built around our values and our leadership principles. And the other thing we did, Robert, was as we had the values a couple years into Ardent Mills, we said, you know, the values are great that people have really embraced those. How do we then make it even stronger and more behavior-based? So we developed five leadership principles. The first one of those was live our values. We didn't want the values to just be words. We wanted people to know that the expectation at Ardent Mills was to live our values, to practice them, to bring them to life every single day. And that really helped us to have those leadership principles be more action-based and to be more behavior-based. And that really has brought the values to life. And then when we did our strategy work most recently a few years ago, we actually made sure we had a strategic pillar around our people and how we live our values. And from that, we developed what we call our promise. And our promise really states that everyone matters. Everyone has a voice. Everyone is valued. It takes all of us working together to deliver value to our customers, to create the most value for Ardent Mills, and to have the greatest experience for each one of our team members that stands out. And that promise has really then taken those values a step further. So again, we incorporate that into the day in and day out things that we do. And we talk about together we make Ardent Mills, and it's living our values. One last thing I'll share with you, just a little anecdote of some practice. I do a session, we call it Donuts with Dan, where, one, I love donuts. It's our product, and we make sure it's Ardent Mills flour in those donuts that we have. But we just sit down with groups of 8 or 10 or of our employees and team members, and we talk about our values, and we talk about the Ardent Mills and the importance of values, and we talk about the business and give business updates and just have questions and interaction. But it's finding every opportunity we can to make sure the values stay fresh, stay focused, that people understand how important they are, and that our expectation is that we really live by our values. And we believe when we do that, we're going to drive better performance.
As we're talking about you as a leader, you're definitely so focused on values and bringing the promise to life every day, yet you also have the role as a CEO of profitability of the organization, especially with the structure you have of the three organizations. What is your take on the relationship between values and profitability?
Yeah, I think it's such an important question because oftentimes I'll hear or you'll see organizations, CEOs, others in leadership that struggle a little bit with, hey, yeah, all this people stuff is great, values are great, but hey, in the end, we just have to deliver numbers, right? And we do. We have to be profitable. We have to perform well. My philosophy really has been, and I've seen this over my entire career, which now is 41 years in ag and food businesses, if you can put focus on your people, if you can really truly live by your values and make them real and meaningful, you will deliver better results over time. You may miss some short-term opportunities. If you're willing to give up on that, our trust value, for example, there may be a short-term win you might get, but it's not going to serve you well in the long run. So what I've communicated to our board, to our owners, to our people, is that, hey, we will deliver better results over time if we truly live our values. And I think we see the downfall when companies stray from being operating with highest standards of integrity or ethics. That's part of our trust value. Or when instead of serving others, you start to serve yourself. I mean, we have a leadership principle that's others focused versus self focused. We think that's a good business philosophy, even though some people might view it the opposite, that, hey, you have to take care of yourself first. But you know what? If you're others focused and really helping others, your business is going to be more successful. I've seen it over and over again.
We are speaking with Dan Dye, and when we come back, we're going to ask an interesting question, because they created a new role in 2019, Chief Growth Officer, and we're going to find out now in the world in 2022, are there any new roles and new titles that should be created? Back in a few.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking with Dan Dye, who's the CEO of Ardent Mills, and he's not just creating the fabric of America, it's actually the grain, you know, of America and building North America and making us healthier and enjoy what we're eating. You talked a lot about values, and I know in 2019 you created a new title, Chief Growth Officer. A lot of CEOs ask me every day, should we create different new titles? So what's your thinking on why you created that and what new titles should be created or are not needed?
Yeah, I think, Robert, for us, the Chief Growth Officer was a really key shift from a strategic standpoint for the organization. We really felt that our very vision calls us to deliver innovative and nutritious grain-based solutions. And we said, you know, to really build and achieve on that vision as a trusted partner, we need to really shift a little bit. And the Chief Growth Officer, the idea came to say we need somebody focused on growth, on driving greater focus on our customers and bringing value to them, as well as finding new ways for growth. As I said earlier, our flour demand has been relatively flat. Consumption of flour in North America has been relatively flat. How do you find growth in that? So we charged Angie Goldberg, who's our new Chief Growth Officer, with going out and finding ways to drive growth. And what we've seen is that one, it spurred some investment and some acquisitions where we bought a chickpea business, a quinoa business. We bought a gluten-free mill I talked about. We have expanded and developed in different ways in that way, as well as driving value in our core flour with this growth. So when you think about different titles, I think we made an adjustment in our title. Our Chief Human Resource Officer, we just hired a new person into that role. And the title we shifted to the Chief People Officer. We said if we're people first, we're going to call that role a Chief People Officer. I think in strategy and business development, we've got a new role there. That's not necessarily a new name or a new role that's not out there in the marketplace. But I think for CEOs and for organizations, find roles that really are needed to drive your strategy, to help fulfill your vision and mission, and align your roles with those goals instead of just saying, well, traditionally, we've got this C-suite with these titles. Can we think of new ways of attacking this? And we saw some of our customers had Chief Growth Officer roles. We did a little exploration. We said that's what we need at Ardent Mills, and it's been a great success.
It really sounds, I'm so impressed with this. It sounds like you have this whole culture of innovation where everyone is very focused, and also as an innovation, I know you do a lot of lists also.
Yeah, we do. I'm a list person, so I like to have different ways of thinking about things. I think during the pandemic, the first 15 weeks of the pandemic, each week I wrote a list of five different words that started with the same letter and just talked about learnings during the pandemic. And part of that was around driving innovation and change and learning from the experience. Even now with innovation, we're talking about coming out of the pandemic. And we've put a focus on this as a breakthrough year. That's kind of our theme this year, breakthrough, innovation, change. And as you said, we want to be an organization really focused on innovation and change. So we took this breakthrough theme and I created a list of L words, and it's leaning into the headwinds, it's lifting others up, it's lighting the way in darkness, it's listening to others, learning from the experiences you have, leveraging the resources around you, and then leading with excellence, living with bringing life and energy, and then loving. Bring love into the workplace with loving our people, loving what we do. And that, I think, helps to foster this idea of, hey, we can innovate, we can change, we can learn. Even through this pandemic, we've changed a lot. We've learned a lot and put a lot of those lessons to work to help make us a better, more relevant organization as we look into the future.
And when you talk about growth and learning and moving into the pandemic, you had, unfortunately, a major challenge in 2017 where you were facing significant personal adversity. Talk about that and what you learned and how that helped shape you as a CEO.
Yeah, I think, we all face hard times in our lives and personally and business and different things. And I think we all agree, and listening to many interviews on your show, some of the hardest lessons are where we learn the most or the hardest experiences. And for me, my wife was in a life-threatening snowmobile accident, kind of a freak accident. She'd never been on a snowmobile before, but she had to be airlifted from the mountains to a hospital. She had a traumatic brain injury, was in intensive care for 17 days, and then extensive rehab for her brain injury and some complications with her lungs. And, when you're at a point of life and death, which we were very close many times, it shifts and shapes you in different ways. And leading through crisis, you learn from those hard experiences. And I recall I took about 2 months where I was away from work, and I saw our team come around me and help me and support me and pray for me and our family as we went through this hard experience. And I think the learnings through that was, one, you don't give up. You persevere. You go through, because things can look pretty difficult in those times. And then I see now, as I've even gone through the pandemic, some of the lessons I learned through that process with my wife and trying to support her and her rehabilitation. I wrote a Caring Bridge post every day for 100 days, the first 100 days, and that was shared in our organization, and people responded to me. And to this day, if I go visit a plant, almost every time someone will come up to me from the plant and say, "Hey, how's your wife doing? We were there for you." And so you realize we all need each other. And I think as CEOs, sometimes we feel like we need to have all the answers. We need to be there to help and support everyone that has a need. And we do. That is our role. But there's sometimes where we need help and support. And I learned the importance of vulnerability, the importance of openness and taking and accepting help from others. And I think in the pandemic, we've seen that all the strain around mental health and the challenges that people are going through, personal challenges. And I think when you've experienced yourself and been vulnerable and open with your teams, it shapes you in a different way as a leader. And I know for me, it was a hard time and yet a time of learning and growth and development that I've tried to use to become a better leader and a better CEO for my people. So I believe having a values-based organization where it's really real and people live their values is a recipe to deliver better results over time, not just financially, but your teams are going to be more engaged. Your customers are going to be more loyal and engaged. You're going to have more impact positively in your community. You're going to live out your other principles around, sustainability and other areas more effectively. I think it just makes for a stronger business and a stronger culture for the organization.
And on that note, Dan, I want to thank you. What a privilege it is having you on the CEO show.
Well, thanks, Robert. It's been my honor, and thank you for the work that you do, and just a pleasure to join you today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.